The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's what's going on today.
Every branch of the military has its own official song, and now the newest branch of the military, Space Force, has finally unveiled its song.
I giggle every time about Space Force because I remember when that came up and I thought, it just doesn't feel like the best name, but I know we have Air Force, and so it makes sense we went one higher to Space Force, but it sounds like a bad movie, you know?
It does, and it was a show on Netflix, I believe, for a little while.
I think you're right, yeah. With Steve Carell.
Made a comedy out of it.
Oh, no.
All the good things, yeah. Well, do y'all know the songs of the military branches? Like,
Gavin, you grew up with your dad in the military.
Yes, he's in the Air Force, and I did get the Air Force song sung to me when I was younger.
Do you remember it?
I didn't remember it until I went and looked up the lyrics.
Right.
And I do remember the tune.
How's it go?
Okay. Off we go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sky. Here they come, zooming to meet our thunder. Adam now, get in the car, get in the car.
Okay, there you go. I didn't know that Off We Go Into the Wild Blue Yonder was the Air Force song.
You know, I know the... what's the one that's called the strongest one? Like not the Air Force.
The Marines.
Yeah. And I only know that one because of Gomer Pyle on the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, check that out.
The mounds of Montezuma to the hills of Tripoli.
And you really didn't know it because you said Montezuma.
Because that's what Gomer says.
Okay.
Well, anyways, okay. So the Space Force song is called Semper Supra, and that's Latin for always. Above.
I cannot wait to hear this. Oh my goodness gracious. It sounds like an old movie. Like, I'm picturing black and white, and I'm picturing people on a football field, you know? This is horrible.
It's interesting that you say that, because the song was written and composed by two former military service members who stated that after listening to every other military branch's official song, they wanted Space Forces to have its own modern spin.
What?
To reflect what the Space Force is.
No.
Modern, new, and very advanced.
They need to get Owl City. If you want something modern and kind of like spacey, trippy, like
it. I believe their eyes.
Yeah.
So 10,000 fireflies.
Yeah, like that sounds like more spacey.
Well, and also, too, I had a hard time understanding what they were saying.
I couldn't understand it either.
Me
so
neither.
Pretty much what the lyrics are, we're the mighty watchful eye, guardians of beyond the blue. Ooh. The invisible front line, war fighters brave and true.
Okay.
Boldly reaching into space, there's no limit to our sky. Standing guard both night and day, we're the Space Force from on high.
Okay, I am as patriotic as the next guy. I love America. And but I do not like that song. I am so sorry. It, like this whole
I don't
thing.
Know. I don't hate it.
Really? Oh, wow.
If you love the music on Way FM,
this is probably like my favorite.
But have heard a new song and want to know more? Here's what's new on Way with Betty Rock.
The song I've got for today's What's New on Way is from a new artist. His name is Ben Fuller, and he's got his first single out called Who I Am.
Who I am in the eyes of the fire.
Glad you mentioned who this is, because I would have been tempted to think this might have been Josh Wilson a little bit. They sound similar.
I could see where you would get
that. Yeah, and so that's why we do this, too, because we want you to know who's doing what.
Mm-hmm. Well, the road that Fuller took to get here wasn't a typical one. He actually came to Nashville to do country music.
Really?
And at that time, he was dealing with a lot of alcohol issues and drug issues. And so he came from a family that never went to church. So as a teen, he was desperate to find peace in anything. But thankfully, God already knew where he was going to be at that time, and he provided a way out.
So at a young age, I had found cocaine. I had a family to then invite me to church, and I had all I could do to not fall on my knees. I'd been in some of those lowest, darkest places, and there is hope, and it's in Jesus. And I never thought in a million years I would say that out loud.
That's kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah.
You never know where God's going to lead you. Like, if you had told me when I started my career, you know, 30 years ago, that I was going to end up in Christian radio, I would have laughed because I was running down a way different path, you know. But God's kind of moving and molding, and it's cool that he's here now.
Exactly. And Fuller says the purpose behind his song of Who I Am, it's a declaration about how God has changed his life, and he just wants to encourage others to never be ashamed to tell your own story, no matter how broken or bad that it is, because we're all the same.
Well, there you go. I love it. This is new music. It's Ben Fuller, Who I Am, and this is What's On Way.
I stand in front of the mirror, but I don't like who's looking back at me. Wish I could see things clearer, oh, like who I'm supposed to be in every trial. Lift me high.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show with Mind Blown!
Mind Blown!
Mind Blown!
This is where I will make you the most interesting person in any room you're in. It doesn't matter if it's a boardroom, a conference room, if it's a party, if it's a church, you know, small group, doesn't matter. You're going to be the most interesting person if you will listen and remember these facts.
Because people need to know facts. They need to be educated in things that matter.
Well, yeah, and also, too, and I'm not going to say that they matter, but I'm going to say that they're interesting enough to start conversations. And because sometimes people struggle in conversation.
They don't know what to say.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. This gives you go-tos every time, okay?
So instead of just saying, hi, how's your day?
Right.
You just start with, hey, did you know?
No, you can't do that. Oh. You start by asking a question of like the person that you're talking to and stuff like that. So like if Betty Rock and I were talking like at small group, she just started small group. We know she's a sinner. She's got a past.
Wow.
And she came in. And so I obviously go up to her to make her feel welcome and be like, hey, what's your name?
Betty,
it's nice to meet you. We're so glad you're here. What do you like to do in your free time there?
Well, I have a cute little cat. His name is Buford Beans. I love animals.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? Here's the thing, and this is where I'm going to stop for a second. Pause, like Zach Morris. This is the way you engage people into the conversation, is you ask them questions, too. You don't want to always just give facts. Bring them in. Pull them in. And you say, oh, you like animals, do you? Mm-hmm. Do you know what the fastest animal in the world is?
A cheetah.
That's a really, really great thought. Betty, right?
Yes.
Betty, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a really great thought.
I didn't catch your name.
Oh, I'm Wally.
Oh.
And you're an idiot because that is wrong. That is wrong. The cheetah is not the fastest animal. Gavin, tell her what the fastest animal is.
Oh, is it a falcon?
Why do I go to a small group with morons? Okay, that is all how you should not do it.
Should
okay?
we kick this guy out of our small group?
I think so.
This is where you go. You know what? Cheetah is a really great guess, and I think I would have said the same thing too.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know that the fastest animal in the world is a Parisian falcon?
Wait, that's what
I just
Gavin
said. Falcon?
Did you?
Yes.
You weren't even listening.
That's my problem.
Oh,
sometimes.
My goodness.
I thought you said hawk.
You said a falcon.
Wow. Well, Gavin, that's amazing.
When they dive bomb, they hit like 200 miles an hour.
You are back in the club. Gavin is so smart.
Sorry. He was so quick to cut you out. Now he's welcome to
242 miles an hour.
Wow.
A Parisian falcon can fly at. That is amazing. Now, Miss Rock, it was, right?
I didn't give my last name. Now it's starting to get scary.
Okay, I've been following you on social media. The cheetah is actually the fastest land animal.
Oh, so I was right.
Yeah, so you're very smart as well.
Thank
75 miles per hour is the cheetah. So
I'll
there
give
you
myself
go.
A pat on the back.
Yeah.
Even though I feel a little offended and taken back,
because
now I already know that you're stalking me online, and then you called me an idiot.
Yeah, this was a really interesting conversation, and not the best case scenario of how to do it, but at least remember the facts, okay? And you can use those.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Uplifting Way FM, this here is the Wally Show, and you could be flying away with a friend or your spouse if you win our Dove's Flyaway trip to come see the Dove Awards here in Nashville. Trip for two, and the Dove Awards is kind of like the Christian Grammys, and we've been on the red carpet.
Yes, we have, and we've seen so many, A-listers, like Chris Tomlin, Matt Maher, Natalie Grant.
This is a night, if you're a big like Christian music fan, like you love the artists and you kind of get into the whole thing, this is that big night where they're all there, and there's some great performances, and a lot of times too you see performances that you won't see anywhere else, like they'll do mashups where they'll do collaborations and stuff, and it's a fun night.
And it's a fun night too to dress up.
Yes.
You know, like you get to wear that dress that's been sitting in your closet, you never have a special occasion to wear it.
Yeah.
The Dove Awards would definitely be that.
Betty Rock even wore a dress one time.
That was me being crazy.
Yeah, you look beautiful.
Thank you. But after that, I was like, we're just going to do dressy casual.
Yeah, camo hat. My nice one. So if you want to come, you can dress however you want. But I would dress up a little bit. It's more fun. It's kind of like formal night on a cruise. You're like, oh, you get into the spirit of it, because some of the artists, they come dressed up, And full disclosure, Zach Williams, he always dresses cool on the red carpet, but he could stand to button one button up higher.
A bit too much chest hair.
It's a little like a bear. Tugging a bear is what it is. Yeah.
I was going to ask, why do you always look at that? But then I'm like, oh yeah, that's like eye level for
right,
you.
Right, because
with
he's so huge and he reaches around and hugs me. He's like, get in here, Papa Bear. And I'm his chest just wipes across
that's
my face.
That's disgusting. Let's move on from that.
You know
that.
What? But it's a great trip, and you can be part of it.
That's right. When you text Dove to 91979, you'll be entered to win. That's Dove, D-O-V-E, to 91979. Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
Wonder if Wally will have an opinion on this.
Wally, I respect you, but word to the wise, never trust a short man named Wally.
It's the Wally Show.
When you're running for a public office, you want to appeal to as many people as you can, get as most votes as you can so that you can win the seat. And sometimes I think it leads to bad decisions. Like there is a sweet gray-haired Senate candidate from the state of Utah named Linda Paulson, who is running, and she's a Republican. And so somewhere in her group of people, they said, you know what? I think you should do a rap.
Yes!
No!
Yes, you can communicate the best to the younger generation when you rap what you want to accomplish with the country.
Because the kids love the rap music. And,
they do, the raps.
And really, it's so easy. Anyone could do it, right? That's wrong.
As we've learned from you.
Absolutely. It's not easy.
Beats. Yeah. It's terrible.
It's not easy to do well. And so this is Linda Paulson rapping about what she wants to accomplish a little bit.
Hey, Utah District 12, listen up right here. There's a new name on the ballot for the Senate this year. My name is Linda Paulson, Republican and awesome. Love God and family and the Constitution.
Okay. All right.
Oh, you are not Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Listen, I don't hate it.
Okay, well, it does get worse. Like that. That no. I will give you this. It's not a horrible start for an older lady rapping. Yeah. You go, that fits the pocket.
It's cute. I can get that.
Yeah, it gets a little bit worse as she ran on.
I love this country. It's a blessing to be free, but freedom comes with responsibility. The Constitution needs to be protected, not changed or disregarded, but resurrected. If you share my values, if you like what I stand for, then give me your vote on the 8th of November. District 12 needs a choice. Let me be your voice, Linda Paulson. Linda Paulson for Senate.
Oh, no. That was a bad ending.
Yeah, I was waiting for a rhyme at the end, but Linda Paulson for Senate.
Listen, if I was in Utah, I'd be like, she has my vote.
I know you would. I know you would.
Because, I mean, my hat's off to her. And honestly, I think she could out-rap you, Wally.
I do not think that at all. But, here's my thing, okay? Here are my concerns. This is a person that has surrounded herself with people that are like, this is a good idea. Like, yes, you should do this. And so, either they know this is bad and they just think it's funny and they're mean, and so she doesn't have a good taste in friends or a good barometer for friends. Or it's yes people that are like, yes, this is great. We should totally go this route. Versus people that go, hey, you know what? I don't think this is a good idea. It doesn't paint you in the best light, and it's not going to accomplish what you want it to accomplish.
But the reason that we are talking about it here on the Wally Show is because it's going viral.
But for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, but maybe she has a great sense of humor and they're looking for ways that she can stand out about the rest. I don't hate it.
I didn't have a problem with like the stuff she was talking about. Like, I don't want big government either, and I like traditional families protecting the unborn. Like, I was like down with like her stuff.
But it sounds better wrapped, right?
No, it does not. It did not sound better wrapped at all. And this is my point. Any politician is actually kind of a product of the people they have around them. In all seriousness, like when you elect a president, that president doesn't do everything in a bubble on their own.
Right.
They need the people that understand where the silverware is, you know, that came before them, and where the political problems are and how it all works, because you get thrown into this world you don't understand. Mm-hmm. And so, like, to me, like when you see something like this, you're like, okay, that is people that are just out of touch, and you don't want that from the people that you are electing.
Can you tell me that, but rap it?
No, because it will sound like Linda Paulson. I feel I need to start off with an apology. This is Uplifting Way FM, the Wally Show. If I'm talking and at any point in time you cannot hear my voice today over the sounds of my stomach rumbling, I apologize. It's not my fault.
Why don't you just eat something?
You know what? That would seem like the obvious solution, but it cannot because I'm having to fast, and not for religious reasons.
Okay.
You're like, and didn't think that.
No one thought that.
I have blood work coming up that I have to go do, and you have to fast. And I normally have like a grape water that I enjoy in the morning, and I've had to just drink this, I can't even say it, regular water.
Clear, good spring water.
Boo-hoo. Makes me queasy.
But your organs love.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I can't eat. Betty Rock's like, hey, we should get breakfast. Like, no, we should not. You know, all of this, we're all in this together.
Well,
if High School Musical taught us nothing.
If Zac Efron has left us with nothing. And I'm sitting here with a cup of sweet tea. And this sugar water is just amazing. I love to start every morning with sugar water.
9 hours since my last meal. I don't know if I'm gonna make it.
Poor thing.
I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Can you see? I can't even cry anymore because I don't have any water in me.
Do you know how ridiculous this sounds?
I do. I do. I'm aware of that, and I know that the second I go get my blood drawn, I am going straight to Dunkin' Donuts before they even tell me if I have diabetes or not. I'm like going straight to Dunkin' Donuts and getting my super sweet sugary coffee. But that does bring up a point. Betty brings up a really good point. It's a first world problem, okay? I'm not missing a bunch of meals. I'm postponing one meal. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting to go to see a doctor for healthcare that a lot of people don't have access to around the world, you know?
Yeah.
Because I do find that, myself included, I'll probably be the biggest offender of this, but I do find that there are things that I whine about, you know, all the time, that really, if you look at it from a global perspective are not a big deal. And so that's why they call it a first world problem. You know, okay, I'm going to eat in just a few hours, you know.
Right.
But that's not the case for everybody in the world. They don't know where their next meal is coming from.
And it's always important to practice a mind of thankfulness.
Absolutely.
To keep your perspective in check.
Because I think it happens to everybody sometimes, man. You get so consumed by something and you're like, oh, my kitchen remodel is going horrible. My contractor's a problem. And you're like, you know, complaining to all your friends and stuff like that. And I'm like, there are people that would love to have a house to have a kitchen in. Mm-hmm. There are people that would love to have a refrigerator that has food, you know. And it's not to say that we don't shouldn't have things and deny having a good thing, but it's just balance. It's keeping things in balance. So I am curious if you've ever found yourself before realizing, man, I'm complaining about this, and under the looking at it from this perspective or through this lens, yeah, I could see how that's a first world problem. You know, I know I'm not the only one. I have better not be. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So I'm curious if you've ever had this realization before, or in just talking about it, it makes you go, you know what, maybe you're right. I've been really putting so much energy on this, and it's not that big of a deal. I'd love to hear your story now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Have you ever found yourself in that place, Joseph, where you needed to have a quick reset about, you know, priorities and perspective?
Yeah, well, just with the whole real estate and everything, the way it's going, we were trying to build a home for over a year at Compass Landing. And, well, it was a 5-bedroom home, and I'm already living in a 4-bedroom home, and I wanted all this. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it didn't work out, and I was all bummed out. I'm like, when I moved here, I told God pretty much, hey, dear Lord, if you move me to the beach, I won't ask for anything else. And so it just makes me recenter. You know, like, we're already currently living in one of our blessings that we prayed for before. And I just, you know, you need to reflect and recenter ourselves at times. So I'm totally guilty of that.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking the time today, too, man, because, like, you're right. You're living in a 4-bedroom house. I was looking for a new house for a while and couldn't find the perfect thing. And all the while, I'm like, I'm living in a great house, you know, that people would love to live in, you know, around the world. And when you find yourself getting mad or frustrated, you have to recenter and go, you know what? I'm going to be thankful today. I'm going to be thankful for what I have. And it actually, I think, helps your faith.
So does this mean, Wally, that you're thankful for your growling stomach right now?
Not at all. I cannot even think over the sound of this stomach. Have you ever found yourself in that place?
I work in healthcare, and I notice a lot of times I hear myself and my coworkers complaining about the things that we have to do, but then I realize, you know, this is what we've all worked really hard to get to, and we should even be thankful that we have a job at all.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? You're the one that every day I hear you complaining about something about your job.
Oh, well, because people drive me nuts, you know, like, so, yeah.
So you don't have to be thankful for the people you work with, just your job. And
right.
Job.
Yeah. No, I love exactly. What I do. And that's a good point. Like, there are things in my job, things about my job that drive me crazy that I have to get better at handling and realizing that it just comes with the territory, and to be thankful that you have a job in the first place. Absolutely. It's a good thing to, you know, think about this every once in a while. I wish Caroline had not called with this today, because you're going to remind me of this forever.
Oh, for sure. Thank you, Caroline.
No, thank you, Caroline.
Yes, no problem. Enjoy your work day.
Yeah, thanks. You too. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and recently we did a Facebook Live for our podcast. We do them live every once in a while, but we have them every day that you can get and listen to wherever you get your podcast, or you can just text us too, and we'll send you a link.
Yeah, if you text TWS to 91979, we'll send you a link so you don't miss out.
Yeah, but the thing is, this was an unusual one because we had my mom in, because I went on vacation with my mom. We took her with us on a trip, and now she's up here staying with us, and my mom's the best. My mom is like so happy. She's always happy. Like, and there's nothing ever wrong. Everything is the best thing she's ever experienced. Like, she just sees life that way, and it's infectious, you know? And so we had her in, and people were asking her questions and things like that. Here's a little bit of our conversation.
How many steps did you make your mom take every day?
Oh, she killed it.
I kept track of it.
Yeah.
One day we walked 10 miles.
10 miles?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Because I had said, hey, if you ever ever wanted to, we could rent one of those scooters and you and I could share it.
So do you feel like maybe y'all got outwalked by her?
We did, because she takes little steps.
And she always had like 3,000 or 4,000
more. She shuffles.
Shorter steps than us. And I'm like, how is this possible?
Yeah. Yeah, and she was happy about walking 10 miles.
And that's amazing, especially at her age.
She's 80.
80 years old. I mean, what a blessing that she can actually still get around and do what she wants to.
Absolutely, yeah. So we talked a lot about our trip. We even did a slideshow for it and have some of the photos. So if you want to, you can see my mom, because my mom's pretty awesome. And then you can also see pictures from the trips and hear the stories about them.
So if you want to check that out, text the word LIVE, L-I-V-E, to 91979, and we'll send you a link that will take you straight to the video. That's LIVE to 91979.
It's today's Music Insider with Gavin.
TMI, my friends.
If you don't know Torrin Wells by name, maybe you recognize his song Famous For.
Make way through the water, walk me through the fire, do what you are famous for.
If you've never seen Torrin, he's great live. I mean, this is a guy that can sing and perform.
Dance.
Like he's amazing.
He's really good, and he's actually, you know, very active on social media as well, sharing his life, sharing his faith and his opinions with his followers. And he actually got on this bend about the disparity between Christian artist shows and ticket prices for those, and the ticket prices for a mainstream artist show.
A lot of the fans will pay $300 for a ticket to take their families to see Bieber, country artists, pop artists, R&B artists, and then we kind of forget about all of the faith-filled artists who are out here doing this for the love for God. And then we have to, as the Christian artists, we have to minimize what we're capable of doing because people are not willing to place the same value as they place on secular art.
That's a really interesting position, because I have friends that bought tickets to see Elton John, and I think they were $350 each.
Oh my goodness.
Cher, $500 each, you know, like, and so, but it's something they enjoy and they put value on, and so they go and they see these shows. There's a weird thing inside of Christian circles where, like, if you were to sell a ticket that was, you know, $500, people would go, well, this is ministry. This is about sharing the gospel with people. You can't do that, you know?
Yes.
And I don't know that that's true either. I think you should have tickets that are inexpensive. I think every show should have inexpensive tickets for people, and then have, you know, better tickets, you know, that you pay more for. Mm-hmm. But yeah, why would Christian artists not be able to charge a better rate for a show than, you know, is that?
Because in the Bible, does it say something like the money is the root of all evil? And so
the love of money.
So then you think, well, like you said, it's all about ministry. But the thing is what people don't know is some of these Christian artists have to actually pay for some of the things that they wanted to do. So that's coming out of their own pocket now. And it's amazing what they have to compromise with or settle with, and then we don't get the best of them.
And people don't realize how little most Christian artists make.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Like, there are some that are doing well, but they're doing well comparatively to other just business people, not so much compared to other musical artists.
Or
you know?
That they have a second job. I think a lot of people would be surprised at the amount of Christian artists that have second jobs.
Or they decide that this is what they're going to do, so they sacrifice and they, you know, make less money to just be out on the road and living out their faith and sharing the gospel with people. Because I don't think there's anything wrong for, if you have a product that you are selling, you know, in this case, a concert, and if it's good, people will pay for it. If it's not good, people aren't going to pay for it, you know. But there, I think there is a balance. There is a fine line. Like, if all of a sudden you saw every Christian show charging $300 for tickets, you'd be like, wait, what's going on here, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's a weird dichotomy that they kind of live in, where they should be able to charge more, but they almost can't.
Yeah, when you mix ministry and then a business,
ministry and money, it gets murky.
It does.
Absolutely. But it's a really good point. It's something worth thinking about. And that's why you see a lot of the shows that you go to, you might be frustrated. Like, why are they doing another ask for a child sponsorship campaign or something like that? Why do they do that? Because that helps offset the cost of their tour as well and lets them even keep doing what they're doing. That's why you have a lot of third-party ministries at concerts. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to do the show, even for what they're charging for, you know, the lower price. So it's just something to be mindful of as you think about going to shows and things like that. And as we support the art and the ministry that people create, sometimes it's worth paying a little more for. Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and I have to commend Gavin. Gavin has been working hard to lose weight. He's lost a lot of weight already, and he stayed in it. He has a goal of 10 pounds in...
10 pounds in 3 weeks,
okay.
Kind of before a vacation, sort of just a challenge to myself because I've been a little lax over the last month or so. So it's just sort of a shock my body back into the shape I want to get into.
What was the realization for you that you're like, I need to lose some weight. I want to get in shape.
I think that it was probably just the ever-increasing pant waist size on a lot of the jeans that I had, where I was like, man, I remembered wearing 32-30s back in high school in the prime of my youth.
Okay.
Even though I'm only 26.
Yeah, right.
And I'm just like, why am I wearing
shopping in the Husky section?
Yes, exactly.
Right. I gotcha.
And I think there are a lot of people that find themselves needing to lose weight. But some of those reasons are pretty funny. I saw this stand-up comedian talking about his situation, and it was pretty hilarious.
I got an email from Amazon, and the email said, based on your recent activity, we thought you might be interested in this. And it was a picture of a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos. I think it's because I ordered an extra large shirt, and then I returned it and exchanged it for a double extra large shirt. That's when the hurtful algorithm kicked in.
They're profiling. That's
right,
funny.
But it definitely told him, like, maybe you should lose a few pounds.
I get that. I think everybody has that realization, that moment, or that thing that is the catalyst for, all right, I'm going to get this back in check a little bit. And I am curious, did you have something kind of funny like that, you know, or like Gavin's realization, or what was yours that made you start going, okay, I'm gonna work on this. 855-33-WAY-FM. We love having you on the show. That's how you can always be part of it. 855-33-WAY-FM. What was that thing? And it can be funny or it can be serious, however, but it made you realize, okay, I'm gonna lose a few pounds. Has there ever been something for you, Tracy, that was kind of your sign?
Absolutely. When you have grandkids, they are brutally honest. And my 2-year-old granddaughter was sitting on my lap one day and started poking my belly and asked me, when was the last time I went poo-poo? And I said, why would you say it? She said, because your belly's so big, Gigi.
Oh.
So that was a sign.
That was a sign to get a different grandkid.
But it was hilarious. Everybody thought it was really funny, and I did too. But it's a wake-up call. Kids are brutally honest.
So, Tracy, since then, how much weight have you lost?
75 pounds.
What?
Whoa.
Good for you. That's amazing.
Yeah. When a 2-year-old will tell you and your husband won't, then you know you... something's wrong.
Oh, yeah, your husband can't poke your stomach and say that. What was your sign to say, okay, it's time, I'm going to drop a few?
Oh, I was sent a picture of me working on training a horse, and I knew I had packed on a few pounds just by the snug pants and everything, but I didn't realize how bad it was until I saw the picture, and I actually thought it was somebody else. I'm like, who's riding that horse? And all of a sudden, it dawned on me, it was me.
Oh, wow. Well, at least you didn't think you were the horse. So you didn't have to lose too many pounds.
And how are you doing now with your weight loss journey?
Well, this just started the last 3 days. I've been contemplating between different programs. I've used Weight Watchers in the past, and I lost 30 pounds, but the first couple months are like, I'm not a nice person to be around.
I get it.
And I get it. Terrible.
I've used Weight Watchers before and had like good success with it, but the initial dropping of the weight is a little slow and you find yourself a little hangry, but it does, you know, come around, and it did work for me. But there's a lot of other options out there too. None of them easy though. Like, I wish there was like a miracle pill, but that doesn't exist. You got to put in the work.
Yes, sir, you do. And I'm sitting here looking at my Weight Watchers book right now, and I was making my kale smoothie when I heard it come across the radio, and I'm like, oh, I need to call right now.
I love it. Well, Dawn, I appreciate you being on the show with us today. Thank you.
All right. God bless. You guys have a great day.
You do the same.
People, please.
Thing, Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and people do things all the time that just leave you kind of like dumbfounded, like, people, please, why are we doing this? Well, there's a restaurant that is suing somebody because they took back a $3,000 tip.
Ooh.
And when you get into the story, you're like, okay, I get why the restaurant would do this. So during the pandemic, people were super generous to servers, and it kind of became a trend to leave beyond generous tips for people. Well, it was a great story recently, even like in the last few months, where a waitress got a $3,000 tip on a $13 bill. But then things got complicated when the guy called his credit card company and disputed the charge, so basically canceled it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like giving and then taking away.
Exactly. Like, the waitress was blown away. She paid some of her bills, took her family on vacation.
Oh.
But this guy was like, no, I'm not doing that. And so the credit card company canceled it. And so what do you do then? I think the saddest part of this whole story is when he did the thing, he told her it was part of something called Tips for Jesus. Like, and I had heard some people doing this, like, kind of,
what does that mean?
Sharing your faith, and basically, like, you're doing something good and you do tips for Jesus. So it's like, oh, you're a believer and you're taking care of people, nicely done, you know, kind of thing.
But then you took it back.
Well, he took it back. Right. It undoes all of the good from that.
Wow. So yeah. He had told her it was tips for
from Jesus.
But at the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And then he's like taking it back now. The good news in this story, though.
What is the
There's
good
a little
news?
Good news. Maria got to keep the $3,000 tip.
Oh.
Yeah. And so the restaurant, though, was out of the money. So the restaurant, because they had already paid her because of how they settle up. And
yes.
Then you get paid from the credit card later. And so they let her keep the $3,000 tip. So good on that restaurant.
Yeah.
Man. Good on them. And so now they're trying to deal with the guy. And they've been hitting him up on Facebook. And he's not responding now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it just leads you to WWJD. What would Jesus do?
You yeah.
Know? Wow. He would have let the lady keep the tip.
I'd like to know why he took it back.
I know.
But what do you do?
Who knows? Like, people do things all the time. And
people,
that's why,
please.
That's exactly why we do it. Being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and man, I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes. And PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. And I have to tell you.
You cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once. Three times.
I did.
I wept. And I was moved. And it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Believe it or not, Mariah Carey hasn't always wanted to stay a sugar bubblegum pop princess, like with hits Always Be My Baby. No. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Also for her well-known Christmas classic, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
This is the one when I start hearing it all the time. I'm like, oh yeah, Christmas is here. I mean, it's a classic.
Yeah, and I mean, all of these songs are pop. They're fun. But she actually has a harder side to her. She has an alternative rock
side. No, she does not.
Yes, she does. At one point in her early career, she was writing these types of songs and wanted to release an album showing this more edgy side of her.
That seems so, like, not a good idea. It's like when Garth Brooks tried to do Chris Gaines.
Oh, that was so
and
bad.
And become a rock guy, yeah.
That was unfortunate. But her record label, they agreed with you. They said, this is a bad idea. Yeah. You can't do it. We're not going to send it out. Well, to compromise, both parties agreed to the songs being released, but they would be sung by a different artist. So not Mariah Carey.
Really?
Yeah. So she chose a band called Chick, like as in chicken, but Chick. And this is what it sounded like. You don't care
that I don't care at all. Oh my gosh. I'm choosing
you. Can you imagine? Can't see Mariah Carey doing this.
No, this sounds like it should be on a Lizzie McGuire soundtrack. Like it's teenage angsty.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Oh.
Well, now, years later, Mariah Carey hasn't forgotten about that edgier side of herself that she once had, and she's wanting to re-release those songs with her own vocals.
Here's what I say. Absolutely. Please do. Please, Mariah. I have to hear like her high notes with this. Yeah. Oh, that would be so good.
I know, and I think that she's got a good thing going with like her Christmas songs and what she released back in the 90s. Yeah. It was so good. Like, just leave it there.
There are times you can't go back, you know? Like, you just have to enjoy that moment for what it was, and you don't go home again, honestly.
Unless you're an alternative rock punk girl.
No. Okay, but I would like to hear it, though. I'm not going to lie. Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show, and you can listen to the show all day long on WayFM. But then when we're done, we do some extra stuff. It's our podcast, and it's stuff that we don't cover on the show. Call it the Aftercast, and you can get it for free too.
Yeah, when you text the word TWS to 91979, we'll send you a link straight to your phone. That'll take you to where we keep our podcast and Aftercast. That's TWS, which stands for The Wally Show, to 91979.
I got an email from a lady who said, hey, I love the Aftercast, and that sales call bit cracked me up while I was driving to church the other day. The Aftercast is a little bit more informal. Like, for example, I got a phone call while we were taping the Aftercast, and it was from a Sirius XM telemarketer, and they've been blowing me up trying to get me to take the service. So I thought, you know what, let's take it and have a little fun with it. And this is what happened.
It says Sirius XM. Let me see. Hold on. I want to put on speaker.
Oh, goodness.
Hello?
Hello? Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling from Ford Motor Company and Sirius XM.
Oh, Sirius XM.
For quality purposes.
Oh, yeah, and I'm recording your phone call, too. This is great.
Oh, I see. Great to hear. This is regarding the Sirius XM trial on your 2022 Ford Bronco Sport.
Okay.
How are you enjoying the service so far?
I don't have Sirius XM, and I'll tell you why. It's nothing personal, but like right now, you and me are on the radio because I work in actual radio, not Sirius XM radio.
On checking here, you haven't activated the online streaming service. Here's what I'm going to do so you can reassess the service.
Okay.
I can extend your trial for another 3 months. And it's $2 plus tax with our platinum plan.
So I don't think I'm going to need that because, again, like I work in radio, which is a competitor to Sirius XM. Like we're like literally I'm doing my show now when you called. And so a really hot place would have to freeze over for me to go with Sirius XM because I work in radio. Does that make sense? Gavin just goes, she's just doing her job.
What's your favorite type of music that you normally listen to? You mentioned that you're working in a radio.
Norwegian death metal is my favorite. Do you guys have that?
International language, yeah, we do have the international language.
Have you ever heard Norwegian death metal? Have you ever heard that? Norwegian metal, if you were able to like find it and scan across it, it kind of sounds like this. That's Norwegian metal, death metal. Yeah. That was the hook. Here's the verse.
Great to hear. You're doing good.
Thank you.
Where you change your mind, let us know so we can further assist you or we'll do a follow-up.
Well, thank you. And can I just tell you, you are doing a fantastic job.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Well, hey, have a great day. Bye. Oh, so good. Like that, I know it's childish. I fully admit that. I'm a child, but that's where the aftercast sometimes is. And
so if you don't want to miss moments like that, yep, just text TWS to 91979.
I respected that lady. She was not coming off that script, man. She crushed it.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. A little good news giddy up. Three rapid fire good news stories designed to make you feel better about the world we're living in. And I'll start us off today. There was a doctor on his way to a gallbladder surgery and he got stuck in really bad traffic. So he ditches his car and he ran the last 2 miles to make sure he got there on time. That's what you want in your service provider.
I'm winded just thinking about that.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of doctors tend to be in good shape, too, so he could do it. Other professions, you're not going to make it. You know, it's not happening. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
There was a woman, she got lunch at a KFC drive-thru last week, and when she got back to work, she found under her food there was an envelope with the sandwich and, or not with a sandwich, an envelope under the sandwich with $543 in it. But instead of keeping it, she did turn it back in. Turned out that the worker accidentally put a daily deposit in the wrong bag by mistake. They refunded her the lunch, and they gave her another free meal to say thank you. The manager said that that probably saved his job.
I just love that KFC is taking their deposit money to the bank in KFC bags. You know, like to-go bags. That's great. Betty Rock.
So typically when someone talks about their landlord, there's usually a nightmare story that goes with it, but not for this one woman. She said that she actually had some new tenants moving in and she fully stocked their kitchen so that they didn't have to worry about it. She provided them with eggs, milk in the fridge, and then she also got them some cleaning supplies. So she went above and beyond for her new tenants.
That's awesome. And that sets a really good tone. And they'll remember that too, you hope too, when it comes time to pay rent and making sure that you're on time every month. Like, oh yeah, this lady's great, and she took care of us. That's good. I love it. And there you go. That's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and every once in a while we like to do something called The Scoop, where we help make your life a little bit better. And our Scoopy Scooper today is, our Soupy Scooper is Betty Rock.
Soupy Scooper makes people think that my scoop has to do with soup, but it does not.
I meant super scooper.
Mine has to do with keeping away gnats and mosquitoes.
Oh, okay. I'm so interested in this.
Yes. So I think we all have that problem where you go outside, maybe you have a sweet tea, like that's what I usually have, or I have just little gnats that are trying to, like mosquitoes that are trying to bite me. It drives me crazy. And you try those candles. They don't seem
citronella
to work.
Citronella candles, yeah.
You try the bug spray, that works, but then you smell, like all the things. It's an easy solution. All you got to do is buy yourself a bubble machine. When you have a bubble machine, then the bubbles blow over you, it keeps the gnats and the mosquitoes away.
No.
Yes.
Is there science to this? Like, is it the detergent?
No, it was on TikTok, and that's science enough for me.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, if you, I mean, how fun is it to be sitting outside enjoying the time with your family and have bubbles everywhere and keeping the mosquitoes and the gnats away?
I mean, bubbles are way better than spray. Sure, if they pop in your drink, your tea starts to get a little soapy. So, keep a lid on
don't
it.
Don't try and burst my scoop bubble.
I'm not trying to.
This is a big one.
Yeah, that's.
And it could help.
Fascinating.
It could keep also your dog entertained because think about it.
Yeah.
They're chasing the bubbles.
It's worth trying.
Really a 3-for-1 deal.
If you've tried everything else and you know nothing has seemed to work with the bugs, then this is definitely
get
the thing.
Get yourself a bubble machine.
There you go.
And let me know how it works out if you try it. Email me, betty@wayfm.com.
That's what I'm always amazed at. People will try her scoops and then like things that I'm like, well, that's crazy. A few days later, she's like, look, somebody tried it and it worked. You know, and so there you go. It could work for you.
It will work.
There you go. It could work. And that's your scoop for today.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.